news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
With the unofficial start of summer on this Memorial Day, we have reason to celebrate. The United States reported the fewest COVID-19 cases in more than a year, with 11,976 in 24 hours on Saturday, the lowest since March 23rd, 2020. Of course, Americans with cabin fever took to the roads and the skies. The TSA reported that more than 1.9 million people got on a plane over this holiday weekend, a record since the start of the pandemic. Americans are also able to honor the nation's fallen troops in traditional ways that weren't possible last year. President Biden laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery this Monday, Memorial Day. Lots of action in Texas over the weekend. Texas Democrats walked out of the state house on Sunday to block final approval of a voting suppression bill that would limit early voting hours, reduce local voting options, and tighten mail-in voting, among other things. Without Democrats, though, the House wouldn't have enough members present to get quorum, which is necessary to conduct any business. So the Democrats all got up and left and successfully blocked the vote before a midnight deadline. Governor Greg Abbott announced that he would order lawmakers to return for a special session to approve the bill. The Republican-controlled State House and Senate had passed their versions along party lines. Democrats argued the restrictions would make it harder for voters of color to cast ballots. Republicans said it would make elections more secure and accessible, not. Texas is just the latest Republican-run state to push new voting restrictions since the former guy lost, falsely claiming the election was stolen. President Biden said the un-American bill attacks the sacred right to vote, and as part of an assault on democracy that we've seen far too often this year, and often disproportionately targeting Black and Brown Americans. Well, we may finally have seen the last of Prime Minister Netanyahu's reign. A broad coalition of Israeli opposition parties said Sunday that they had reached a deal to form a unity government and push aside Netanyahu, who had already served 12 years, longer than anyone in Israel's history. Under an agreement that came out of weeks of negotiations led by centrist opposition leader Yair Lapid, former Netanyahu defense minister and ally Naftali Bennett will lead the new government after several elections ended in deadlock. Negotiations to finalize the deal continued Monday. Netanyahu, of course, tried to block the deal and said that Bennett, a former protege, was committing the, quote, fraud of the century. Wonder where he got that language from. So Congress left for the Memorial Day recess with no deal on infrastructure, but now Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, the lead Republican negotiator on a possible deal, said Sunday that, quote, real compromise is possible. President Biden had set a Memorial Day deadline for major progress toward a deal. He's trimmed his proposal to $1.7 trillion from his initial ask of $2.3 trillion. Republicans have gone all the way up to $928 billion from an opening proposal of under $600 billion to upgrade the nation's aging bridges, roads, and other infrastructure. Obviously, the two sides remain far apart on covering costs. Biden wants to raise taxes on corporations and the super rich, while Republicans are proposing repurposing funds approved for pandemic relief. So, what's a long holiday weekend without a few mass shootings? Sadly, we won't find out this year, as South Florida is dealing with not one, but two. Miami-Dade Police Director Freddie Ramirez on Sunday called for stronger gun control laws in the wake of a mass shooting outside a local concert early Sunday morning that left three people dead and 20 to 25 injured. Miami Chief of Police Art Acevedo was on Face the Nation.
The American people deserve greater safety, and it starts with the presidential commission getting our criminal justice system back online and having real consequences for these felons that are carrying these firearms that are not afraid of death, but they are afraid of state prison, and we need to deliver some safety to the American people.
It was in the wee hours of Sunday morning that three people pulled up outside of this venue where the concert was held, got out, and, quote, began shooting indiscriminately into the crowd. The shooters were armed with assault weapons and handguns, and investigators are reportedly still looking for them. They were able to return to their vehicle and flee from the scene. So not only are these three shooters still at large, this was the second major shooting in Miami in as many days. In a separate incident on Friday night, one person was killed and seven others were shot. And finally, the last order of business on Friday before the Senate broke for the holiday was the first filibuster of the 117th Congress. Republicans killed the chance at a bipartisan independent commission to investigate the Capitol insurrection on January 6th. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has hinted that she might create a special committee with subpoena power to conduct an investigation. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler, hoping you're enjoying your Memorial Day weekend.